Our scripture reading, our first scripture reading for today, for me, is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, and verses 15 to 17 and 21 to 22. And we're going to be looking at the baptism of Jesus, and how that goes about. So John the Baptist has given out instructions to the people of the things that they should be doing and not be doing. Not if they have two coats, you share one. If you've got lots of food, you share that. If you're a tax collector, you don't take more than you should. All those types of things are what he's been talking about. It seemed kind of normal in our day in society, but it wasn't so normal back then. Starting in verse 15. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. And John answered them all, "I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." And read a little couple verses on. 21. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." That was our scripture reading for the day. I didn't pick it. It was in the lectionary. And I got thinking about, well, what does it mean for us in our society, in our day and age? What things does it mean? And I got thinking about, well, being in lockdown and all those types of things, it's kind of a scary situation. And so I thought, well, how does this scripture tie in with that? John the Baptist was going around and he was doing all these really social type of works to people, and the people were thinking this was great. The people in power weren't thinking so much that, because it was changing the status of things. But the regular everyday people, this was a wonderful news. And yet, it didn't really help John the Baptist. They still killed him in the end. But it just gives you an idea of that there are many things in our life that we can be afraid of. Things that we should do, but we're afraid to do them. And so as I go through today and look at our scripture readings, it's going to remind us that all through our scriptures, God is there with us. In whatever kind of consequences it is, he's there with us. And let's look at those things. So our next scripture reading is going to be from Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. I might do a few more verses, but that's basically where it is, Matthew 10, verse 19. And the context for this is that Jesus has been talking to his disciples, and he's sending them out to the surrounding villages to proclaim the gospel. And as he's doing this, he tells them all the things that they should be doing and things not to worry about. And they're not supposed to be worried about where they go or what they're supposed to wear or what food they take. That God will provide those things. And verse 19. "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say, for it will not be for you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." And being a person that's doing a sermon, it's a big responsibility. I'm not sure exactly what I should be preaching on. And so this verse reminds me that if I am spending time in prayer and saying, God, what is it that you want? Then he will give me the words to speak and the verses to look at and those types of things. And I don't know who it's going to touch, but I know that I'm being faithful to what I think God wants me to do today. So this whole thing of being faithful to God where you are, doing the things that you need to do, and speaking the words. Now, I don't think it always is the Holy Spirit that's inspiring you. There are sometimes it just use your common sense to do those things. But I think back over my life that at one point in my life, I was a very, very shy young person. And I was in an English class, and we did Tom Sawyer. And so I was a school teacher in Tom Sawyer. Now, I realized that, you know, I wound up doing that for a career, but I didn't know that at that time. And so I was there, and I had the whole class in front of me. And I could not remember any of my lines. And I knew that things depended on that. My mind just went blank. And the teacher realized that I had forgotten my lines, and so she took the script and put it in a bucket, and I called on Becky, and she brought the bucket up, and we took the bucket, and I set it beside me. It was supposedly a water bucket, you know, old-fashioned. And I reached in and got the script, and laid it on the desk in front of me and found the pages, except the parts that I needed had been torn out of the book. So I still didn't have any idea what my script was going to be. And so we made it through it. We got some kind of things in there. But it's just there was all kinds of things that happen in life that you just don't know what's going to happen. Now, since then, I've done a number of plays at community theater and Gilbert and Sullivan and all kinds of different things. But it's just to say that we don't always know what's going to happen. And to do those kinds of things. So I shouldn't be worrying about what today brings or what tomorrow brings. God will help me get through it, whether it's using common sense or whether it's using the Holy Spirit. God will help me get through it. So the next passage I'd like to read for us is from Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. So whatever anxious thoughts that we have, we give them to God, with the knowledge that he cares for us. It could be COVID, it could be some other illness, it could be lack of a job. All those things, we give them to God, and we know and we have the knowledge that he cares for us. The next passage is Philippians 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, and with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So once again, We give things to God. We pray for the Holy Spirit. We are understanding that we're with thanksgiving. God is going to reach us. He's going to help us. He's going to do those things. Okay? I had a job situation, and I wasn't sure whether I should take the job or not take the job. I was really insecure, and different people I talked to, I got different advice from different people, and I really wasn't sure what the thing to do was. And I went and I prayed about it, and I was asking God, what should I do? And I realized that if I took this job, it would mean, lesser status and all those kinds of things, but it really felt like that's the job I should take. That's the job I should do. And I took it. And there were consequences to it. I enjoyed the job very much. I had a great time interacting with those kids and teaching that lesson and for the 5 years I was there. But ultimately, it caused me that I had to retire from teaching. But God has been good in that too. So those are sometimes things that we just don't know what's going to happen. We just don't. The next one is Matthew 8:23-27. Matthew 8:23-27. And this is this one's used quite a bit. It's the story about how Jesus calms a storm. Starting verse 23. Then he got in the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to drown." And he replied, "You of little faith, why are you so afraid?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and waves obey him." When times are really tough, we need to remember that God has the power to change those situations. It may not be the way that we think of it, but those kinds of things happen. When I was in university, we used to take international students on canoe trips. And they don't know a lot of canoeing. They're very inexperienced. But we would take them out and show them what it's like in Canadian wilderness and do those kinds of things. And one of these days on these trips, we ran into some very strong headwinds with fairly high waves. And if you didn't keep right into the wave, if you got sideways, the water would come over the side and those kinds of things. It can be a very frightening situation. And so, once again, it was like, God, what do we do? How do we deal with this? And so we were able to keep calm. We were able to take the canoes and take a very experienced person, put them in the front canoe with a good paddler, and we would tow the canoes in behind, one after the other, have them kept paddling, but we had somebody to steer us into the waves to keep it angled where it's supposed to go. And once again, it's God using our common sense, and perhaps it was the Holy Spirit giving me that inspiration as to how we're going to keep people from getting where we needed to go. And we made it to where we were. We paddled that way through that headwind, and we made it to the shore, the next camping spot, and we were good that way. But we run into the same things now in our lives. With this whole COVID thing, it's been dictating our lives for the last couple of years. We don't know where it's going. We don't know it keeps changing. There seems to be some new thing coming up, new thing coming up. So we need to keep being reminded that God is in charge, that we need to put our trust in Him and relax and let that confidence dwell within us. Because that's what we need to remember.